Miriam Darkecha, page Resh Yud Tet, exactly. Hey, Kshayim Bargasha, hardships in feeling it. Okay? Guys, I'm telling you already, we're going to be pushing forward tonight. We have a lot of ground to cover, but the goal is, hopefully, to finish today and then have only one more class on Tefillah, because then we have to start getting ready for Purim. Tu Bishvat next week as well, so maybe next week we'll do it. We'll try our best to push forward. We'll see what we can get done today. Tov. והנה, לפעמים האדם מתחיל להתפלל, והוא מרגיש שאינו יכול להצליח לעלות להרגשות גבוהות. Sometimes a person starts to pray, and they feel that they can't ascend to higher levels, to lofty levels, and lofty emotions. בזמנים כאלו, in these kind of times, צריך לעלות במהירות במדרגות, you have to go quickly up the levels. וממש לקפוץ ולהיכנס למדרגה גבוהה עוד יותר ממה שהוא רגיל. When it feels like you can't and you don't have the emotion, you're not feeling it, you have to jump really, really high. Right? Last week or last time we did this, we learned about the levels, right, of taking upon myself Ol Malchut Shamayim, the kingship of Hashem. From that, going into Ahava, Ira, and Dvekut, right, into the emotions of love and everything, and then into my fresher memory, and then into passion and like excitement, right, which is the Shema, and then Bitul, which is Shmona Yisre. So when you don't feel like it, you have to go into the highest level, you have to jump up to the high levels, more than what you're used to. Because usually in these kinds of times, there's a special help from up above for you to ascend. ולכך, לכן היצר הרע עושה דמיון של כבדות והרגשה שעכשיו אי אפשר. Right? Since there's such an auspicious time to jump up to high levels, so what happens? The yetzer hara gives you this illusion as if you feel heavy and it's impossible to do what you need to do right now and you don't feel like it and this is lethargic, I don't want to pray right now. That's the feeling that you get. Really, what happens? If you jump super high right now, you'll be able to hold up there. Sometimes a person really is in a constricted mindset, and he's not really able to ascend. Then you have to hold tight onto a certain level that you are able in feeling, and be happy in that level that you're at. There's one who increases, there's one who does less. The most important thing is that you intend your heart up to heaven. ואפילו אם הוא נשאר רק במדרגה הראשונה, צריך לסמוך על שנותן למלך שעשורים של קבלת עול. And even if you're stuck only on the first level of I'm doing this even though I don't feel like doing it, then you have to be very happy that you're giving up to Hashem the pleasant feeling of a Jew doing what he told him to do without feeling it, without getting anything out of it. Just because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what you need to do, and you do it, right? And it's known, obviously, a person who does this, right? When you don't feel it, and you push forward, even though you don't feel it, that's called Mesirut Nefesh in Judaism, right? That's self-sacrifice, that's giving over of yourself, of what your nefesh, mesirut nefesh, I'm moser, I'm taking my nefesh and I pass it off. What I want to do, I'm not doing. I'm doing what Hashem told me. That is one of the highest levels your Jew can get to. Right? And pray in happiness with joy from a place of just doing the will of the King. Vav, or a yichud, or a tefillah. The light of the unification, the light of tefillah. I'm not translating that word because it doesn't mean prayer. נון בית בקטע זה התבערו עניינים עמוקים מעט. On this next chapter, we're going to get turbulent, so fasten your seatbelts. Is that the Shem? Flight 770 taking off. ומי שירגיש שהוא מתבלבל מזה, a person who feels like you're getting confused. So, is that the Shem? Try to stick on with us, because he tells you here to skip it, but obviously you're sitting here, so we're going through it. התבהר שעומק עבודת התפילה הוא לזכות להכרה והרגשה עמוקה יותר. Right? Why did we say the whole entire idea of tefillah is, of prayer, is to get to a deeper recognition and a deeper feeling of Hashem. the reality of Hashem and His unity, and from that to come to cling to Hashem. The whole purpose of the point of why we do tefillah is to get to a feeling, an emotion of godly light in my tefillah. Until I have a removal of all physicality. Meaning a person feels only Hashem. And the way of this is when you come to litvalel, to pray, first things first, go into dveikut, go into clinging to Hashem. Al yedei machshavot kedushot, by way of holy thoughts, kmo lifnei mi ata omed litvalel, like thinking of who am I going to pray in front of right now. Vikanes la'agashat ha'or eloki, and go into the feeling of the godly light. Vitbonen begadlut Hashem yitbarach v'or yichudo, and contemplate on the greatness of Hashem yitbarach and the light of His unity. And if you're able, you should also think on the holy names, right? Until you feel, until you mamash a tangible feeling of the unity, to feel the light of Hashem and there's nothing besides Him. And afterwards, from the achievement, from getting to that level of feeling the light of Hashem unified in front of you, that from that emotion, you have to take words out of your mouth and to spill your heart out in front of Hashem, in a way that your speech is coming from that emotion. From the amount of bitul that you feel, you feel that the Shekhinah is speaking through you. Right? That's the intro. Now we're going to go back. Now we're going to go back. And we're going to, is that the Shem? We're going to go into understanding a little bit more of what he's saying. Is that the Shem? In order to feel, in order to feel the light of Hashem in prayer, you have to get used to, when you come to pray, to go into contemplation. What? Put your whole entire being into the words of the prayer. Mazal tov meir, mazal tov. Ve'omek minei omek, right? In the depths of the depths, la'gish et ha'or eloki ha'nora ve'anifla, to feel the godly light that is so wondrous and so awesome, sheyesh ba'otiyot ha'tefila, that is hidden inside the letters of the prayer. The proper way to do this is to go into the words with depth, with length. Dainu la'arich bet ha'tefila, to go longer in your prayer. Lefachot b'makom echad b'tefila, at least in one part of your tefila. Pick one part where you literally chew up the words there, right? A certain part of Tehillim that you read in Pesukei Dezimra, or a little portion of the Amida, or a Pasuk that you say, v'la'amod v'litbonen bo b'arichud, to stand and to contemplate the words that you're saying with length, v'liknes yoter v'yoter amok b'tocho, to go deeper and deeper into that word, v'litbonen b'elukuto itbarach, and to contemplate the godliness, blessed be, v'limtzot ha'dvekut ha'emet v'shchina kedusha, to find the real dvekut, the true dveikut in clinging to the Shekhinah, lishtashea be'or eloki, to take complete pleasure in the godly light, ad she'argishu ne'etak me'avle ha'olam hazeh, until you feel that you are being completely detached from the vanity of this world, v'zoche la'argish et or ha'elyon, and you're meriting to feel the supernal light. Ki tzerich lo rak lechaven et pirush ha'milot, the point is not only to intend to the simple meaning of the words you're saying, which is obviously halacha, we have to do that, rather to contemplate the light that is that are inside the letters of the prayer that I'm saying, and to reveal Hashem and to feel Him, and to nullify myself, self-nullification, and to take complete immense pleasure in Hashem, every single word according to your power. From this you're going to have immense pleasure. You're going to merit to spiritual satiation. The first things first, you have to nullify yourself to the godliness, blessed be, עד שזוכים להרגיש את האור, until you merit to feel the light, שאיך שכל המציאות מלאה מאורו יתברך, how the whole entire reality is filled with Hashem's light, blessed be, וצריך להתעכב בעבודה זו. You have to take your time with this work, and you have to go longer and longer. ולהמתין עד שיזכה להרגשת האור, and you have to wait until you feel the emotion, the feeling of the light upon you. כי זה לא מגיע ברגע אחד, it doesn't come in one second. ואז צריך להתקשר, להתדבק באור האלוקי בכל מילה, then you have to connect and to cling to the godly light in every single word. והנה בתחילה צריך לחפש את האור, in the beginning you have to search out for the light, ולהרגיש את האור התורה והתפילה, to feel the light of the Torah and the light of the תפילה. בכל אות ובמילה, in every single letter and every single word. אמנם אין זה השלמות, but this is not the end all be all, this is not the complete package. כי השלמות היא לחפש את המלך עצמו. The שלמות, the completion of this work, is to seek out the king himself. ולא את האור, and not the light, שהוא רק לבושי המלך. That's only the garments, that's only what's covering up the king. The light is just, it's still also not the essence, right? דהיינו צורת התגלות שלו. It is the way it is revealed. The way that Hashem appears to me is by way of the light. לחיים, לחיים. But it is not the king himself. ולכן אחר שטעם מהאור, therefore after you tasted from the light, צריך לעלות למעלה מזה, you have to go up above that higher, ולהשליך את כל האורות, and throw off all of the lights. ולא לרצות אורות וגילויים, and not to want lights and revelations, אלא לרצות לדבק בעצמות המלך. I don't want the light, I want to cling to the essence of the king. ולעבוד את השם יתברך למעלה מכל האורות, and to serve Hashem above all of the lights, above all of the revelations, לחפש את המלך עצמו ללא הרגשה, to seek out the king himself without any emotion, without any feeling. ואחר שזכה לזה, after you merit to this, יוכל לעלות יותר, you're going to be able to go up higher than that, ולחפש את האור יחד עם האמת הזאת, to seek now the light with the truth that I want to cling to the king. דיינו, שלא יחפש את האור כדי שהוא ירגיש. I'm not seeking out the light in order to feel something in my prayer. אלא כדי שעל ידי האור יוכל להרגיש את השם יתברך עצמו ביתר שאת. No, by way of the light, why am I seeking light? Because by way of the light, I'll be able to cling to the king in a more tangible way. I'll be able to connect even deeper if I have a revelation. Not that I want the light. I want Hashem. But the light allows me to feel that I got that much closer, right? כי כוח האור להוסיף בחוזק ובחיות ההרגשה. The ability of the light is to add vitality and emotion more to what I'm trying to feel when I come to pray. כפי שהתברר, והיא ההכרה הברורה, this is the clear recognition that שאין עוד מלבדו, there's nothing besides Hashem, שכל הבריאה וכל הנמצאים אינם נפרדים. To know that all of everything that I see, everything that there is in the creation, they're not separate really. אלא מחוברים מעצם מהותם, they're connected by the essence of their existence, לאור הבורא, to the light of the creator, ואין כלום חוץ ממנו, there's nothing besides him, כי פנימיות וחיות הכל זה רק הוא. The internal aspect of everything is just him, like we've learned a million times, every single חבור, same message, right? להתבונן וירגיש את המציאות האור האלוקי, contemplate and feel the godly reality, ואיך כל המציאות התחתונה מתבטלת באור יתברך, how the whole entire lower reality is nullified in his blessed light, ושהנבראים אין להם עצמיות, that the creations don't have their own essence, אלא הם כלים וצינורות לאורו יתברך, all they are pipes and vessels to Hashem's light, blessed be, ויעריך בזאת הרגשה, go deeper and deeper in this feeling, עד שתחדור היטב לליבו, until it's drilled into your heart very well, ותתגבר בליבו ההכרה החושית, and it will be increased in his heart, this tangible feeling במציאות השם יתברך ויחודו, and Hashem's unity and his reality, ויראה בכל דבר את יד השם יתברך, and see that everything you go through in life you see the hand of Hashem there, וירגיש איך שבפניות הכל זה רק אור השם יתברך, how internally everything is just the light of Hashem, ועיקר זמן ההרגשה בייחוד, the main time to feel this unification is הוא בחתימת ברכת שים שלום, when you're sealing the blessing, the last blessing of the Shemona Yisrael, שים שלום, V'tov lechaven az yichud ner is a good time there, an auspicious time to have the contemplation of the yichud of ner, right? But like we learned on Chanukah, ladlik ner Chanukah. What was ner? Ner is when I come to unify my thoughts, my emotions, and my actions as one, right? I come to unify all three of them as one. I want them all to be by way of the name of Ekye and Yudke Vavke. That's my head. With Elohim and Yudke Vavke, which is my heart and my emotions, and with Adnut and Yudke Vavke, which is my actions. We want to completely unify them. If you take the gematria of those three names added together, you get 250, which is the gematria of Ner. So when you come to Sim Shalom, this is what you want to be doing. We're going to explain it right now. V'zeu inyano, yeshanam shlosha chalakim. There's three parts in a man, in a person. V'em nefesh ruach neshama. Right? The nefesh, ruach, and neshama, the spirit, the vitality, the life force, the spirit, the emotions, right? And then the neshama, the intellectual, the most spiritual that we can get, right? And down here. V'kenegdam yesh gam beguf shlosha chalakim. In the body, there's also three parts. V'em klalut aguf, I mean the all-encompassing body. Shesham mishkan ha-nefesh ve'ikaro bekaved. That is the resting place of the nefesh, which is mostly through the blood, and specifically in the liver. Then you have the lev, you have the heart. The heart is the dwelling place of the ruach, of the spirit, the emotion of the person. Va'moach, and the brain, which is the resting place, the dwelling place of the neshama, right? The spirit, the soul of the person. Nefesh va'guf emosim et ma'asim befal. The nefesh and the body, they are what do the actions. Alev u'makom ha'argashot, the heart is the place of the emotions, and the brain is the place of the intellect and of the thoughts. And our work is to unify to Hashem, all three of those parts, and to understand that all of our actions, they are just from the power of the Creator, and to turn all of my emotions and all of my thoughts, that they will be only with the Creator. And this is what's called the yichud of ner, right, of a candle. Ki gimel ha'chalakim ekeneged gimel shemot ha'kodesh. These three parts are in correspondence to these three names, Adnut, Elokim, and Ekye, and you have intention to unify all of them, to connect all of them, with the main name, which is Yuked Vavke, Havaya, and the Sach HaKol, the all-inclusive gematria of all of this, comes out to Ner, 250, right? And Bezat Hashem, we're going to explain these three levels now, in the way of Avoda. We here are going to explain them from down up, right? It's okay to begin like that, if that's where it's fine. The ideal is to get to a point where you're able to do it from up down. Okay, so we're going to teach them down up. After a while of getting used to doing this, Bezat Hashem, we all have the ability to practice this. After a while, and you're holding on it, and you feel you got it down, you should switch it to go from up down. Okay, so Bezat Hashem, first step, Yichaven v'yitbonen v'yargish b'chozek. Intend and contemplate and feel with immense strength. Until you feel it with a complete decision, how all actions that are done by way of a creation, it is done only by way of the godly force that is giving it light. At its most internal truth, nothing is done by way of the creations, only by way of the supernal power, which is the only true reality at all. Two, arouse your heart to cling to Hashem, right? To long to Hashem. Until you have so much longing and so much passion to connect to Hashem, you're going to go into an emotion of feeling the reality of the light of the Creator stronger and stronger, and it's going to be increasing until you feel that you are being nullified completely in front of Hashem, and you're being included in His light, and you're going to feel how you do not even exist from such a connection to Hashem. You're melting into the eternal, supernal light that is filling everything. And feel both of these emotions together. On one side, I'm longing to connect to Hashem, and from the other side, I'm nullifying myself and melting into the godly light. שהוא מציאות האמיתית והיחידה, which is the only true reality. 3, ירגיש במוחו, feel inside your brain, רצון עצום למסור נפש להשם ידבר. Feel a great, great passion, a great desire, a will to limsor nefesh, to give over your soul to Hashem, ולהיכלל בו, and to be included into Him, meaning, שירגיש איך מרוב הרגשה במציאות השם ידבר. Since I feel the reality of Hashem so immensely, that I'm completely nullifying to feel myself, I'm taking away the ability to feel myself something separate, and I'm giving over my being to Hashem. ואז ירגיש שהוא מתבטל מלהיות דבר עצמי, then you're gonna nullify yourself from feeling that you're something separate to anybody else. וירגיש את התענוג בהשראת האור השם יתברך אליו, and you're gonna feel the pleasure of the light of Hashem dwelling upon you. ואז כל מהותו ומעשיו, then your whole entire essence and all of your actions הם אור הבורא ששורה עליו, they are the light of the creator that are dwelling upon you. והוא מצד עצמו כלום, and you by yourself, you're nothing. ומאידך הוא מלא אור, but on the other side, you're completely filled with light. הוא פועל בכוח האור, and you're doing actions with the power of that light. אבל בהכרה מוחלטת ומתוקה, with a complete sweet understanding, שהוא רק כלי וצינור לאור עליון, that all I am is just a vessel and a pipeline for the supernal light. וטוב לחשוב ולהרגיש בזה שוב ושוב, and it's good and it's proper to feel this and to think about it over and over again. ממעלה למטה, ממטה למעלה, from down up, ובכל שלב יחדיר את האמת הזאת on any single time of your life. Drill this truth deeper and deeper. עד בשר גופו ממש, until the flesh, to the flesh of your body ממש, שירגיש את האור בוער בבשרו. Feel the light burning in your flesh. דיינו שירגיש בבשרו ממש, that you feel in your flesh ממש, you really feel it tangibly, that how עוצמת אור המציאות האלוקית, the great immense power of the godly reality, וכל גופו יבער בהרגשת, אין עוד מלבדו, your whole entire body will be burning with the feeling and the emotion of אין עוד מלבדו, there's nothing besides Hashem, ואני כולי שלו, and I am completely His. וזוהי צורת האמיתית של הכל יהודי. This is the proper form of a Jew. המוח מלא באור וחוכמה, the brain is completely filled with light and with wisdom, אבל מכיר ומרגיש שהאור הזה הוא אורו של השם יתברך ששורה עליו, but it completely recognizes and feels that the light is the light of השם יתברך that is right now dwelling on me. הלב מלא ביטול שמרגיש את השם יתברך בכל חושיו, the heart is filled with bitul, feeling Hashem in every single tangible sense, ומלא אהבה יראה ודבקות אליו, and filled with love and awe and connection to Hashem, והמעשים and the actions, רק כרצון השם יתברך, are only according to the will of Hashem, בהכרה שהם רק מכוחו, with a recognition that they're only by way of His power, וכולו מרכבה לאור עליון, and you completely become a vehicle, a chariot to the supernal light, כשיזכה ירגיש את כל המדרגות יחד, and when you merit you will feel all of the levels completely unified, האור עליון מאיר בי, the supernal light is illuminating my head, ועובר דרכי and is going through my heart, אבל אני מבוטל לגמרי, but I'm completely nullified, והאור אלוקי הוא זה שיוצא לפעול במעשה, the godly light is there, exactly what's going out to do any actions right now, אלא שהאור בתוך הכלי שלי, but the light is inside my vessel. מצד אחד עיקר הרגשת התגלות האלוקות שמרגיש הנברא. Right? On one side, it's very important. העיקר הוא הרגשת התגלות האלוקות. Right? The main thing is to feel godliness, to feel the presence of God, of revelation of God, שמרגיש הנברא. Right? ומצד שני, on the other side, צריך לדבר עם השם ידבר. But you have to talk to Hashem. And you have to take words out of your mouth. Right? So you can't completely nullify yourself to a point where you're not praying. Because I need to speak. I need to say words. So on the one hand, I'm completely feeling bitul. On the other hand, right, I can't get lost, right? Don't get lost in the sauce, right? You gotta put the little Campbell's letters together to make some words to tati. Then shum kiyum laor eloki ba'adam. There is no existence to godly light inside a person. Elek sheyudi davuk b'Hashem yitbarach. Only when the Jew is davuk, is clinging to Hashem, al yedei shtei habchinot ke'echad. Only by way of both aspects at once, right? This is the only time that the godly light will stay within a person, is when the Jew is clinging to Hashem with both aspects at once. Dainu, meaning, tzad echad hu oseh avoda, on one side I'm doing some work, shel shtika of silence, ainu kavanot v'dvekut, meaning intentions and clinging to Hashem, v'kol echad lefi v'chinato, and everyone according to their level, mitkasher lemala be'ichalot be'olamot elyonim, everyone according to where they're at, connects and up above to the supernal chambers and the worlds that are up there. Umitzad sheni, on the other side, b'oto zman, in the same exact time, umedaber diburim kedoshim, is saying holy words, shem kli le'or, that are the vessel to the light, v'zat Hashem. Yalla guys, I'm not even asking, we're pushing forward, there's only a few more pages. V'zat Hashem. Baba Sali! Hashem! L'chaim, l'chaim. Guys, thank you so much for everybody that's online. Baruch Hashem. Rudy, Avram, Jodeci, Baruch Hashem. Dudi, Germans, Baruch Hashem. We got Jews all over. Yeah. Baruch Hashem. So we're going to go into a few different of the ways, some of the ways to do tefillah properly. Okay? Aleph, litametz, to try hard, to push. Even if a person understands to know what is tefillah, and you're looking in every single situation for the connection to Hashem. There's sometimes a person completely has complete hardship in intending and feeling anything. He feels that his heart is completely sealed, right? In the beginning, you need to know, בזמנים כאלו, להתאמץ, להתפלל בפשטות. You have to try hard to pray simply. ולהעריך את זה, and to appreciate this. ולהעריך את עצם אמירה תיבות התפילות הקדושות. Appreciate the fact that you are able to even say these holy words. That you are right now standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have the ability to speak to Him right now and say that. That already you have to appreciate when you don't feel like I can't intend, I don't have Kavanah. You're standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu and you're saying words, you're talking to the King of Kings. That you should appreciate. That you need to appreciate, right? Simply, very simple. Ki ikar sod ha'atzlacha hi. The main secret of success is, shelo yitpael velo yishaber mima shemargish richuk. Do not get taken back and don't get broken from when you feel distant. Eli yeda, know, shehashem yitbarach tamid imo. Know that Hashem is always with you. Umimele yaaseh kechol yecholto ba'oto hazman. Therefore, do everything you can do at that same time. Don't get broken from the fact that you're not successful in praying according to your aspirations and according to what you wanted to do. Because when there's darkness, you have to know to not expect to feel your prayer properly. All you have to do is focus on trying very hard to do what you have to do. Litgaber ba'oz v'tatzumot, and strengthen yourself with immense strength. Litpalel b'koach v'azud d'kdusha, to pray with power and with holy brazenness. Af shekasheh lo lechaven b'tfilato, even if it's hard for you to have intentions and to have proper kavana, v'machshavot mitbalduot, and all your thoughts start to get confused. V'yeda, and no, Sha'adarba, even more so. Zeh uikar kvedo yitbarach shemo. This is the main honor of Hashem. Sheyudi matzliach lo litpael me'achesronot. Right, me'astarot. When a Jew is not startled by the concealment, that is one of the biggest honors for Hashem. Ve'afilu kshu margish she'ayetzara gonev lo et ha'tfilah. Even when you feel that the yetzara is stealing your prayer. Mikol makom, even though, you do what you gotta do. Another word and another word in the honor of Hashem. Even if it's very hard for you to pray and to have intention, know that in this time right now, the king is sitting there waiting, watching you, hoping that you're gonna fight the Yetzara right now. Hoping that you're gonna go out to battle right now. שאומר לו שהשם יתברך לא רוצה את תפילתו כי הוא אינו בשלמות. He's sitting there telling the Yetzara, saying to the person, Hashem doesn't want your tefillah. You're not even having kavanah right now. You don't even know. You're not even saying the words properly. Hashem doesn't want this. אלא יתעורר מאוד להאמין. Arouse yourself very much to have להאמין. Again, it's not belief. It's emunah. It's נאמנות. It's loyalty. I know something, therefore I'm loyal to that knowledge. שהשם יתברך איתו, אימו ואצלו. השם יתברך is with me. He's here right next to me, and I'm with him right now. It's mamash in three different beautiful Hebrew ways that I can't translate. With me, with me, with me, right? ומסתכל על מלחמתו, and he's looking down at your battle. ושמח בכל הצלחה קטנה. He's happy in every small success that you have. כי השם יתברך מחשיב את עצם הרצון והמאמץ. Hashem, he holds very dear every single amount of will that you put into it, any type of effort you put into your prayer to connect to him, right? He cares about every single one. And if you really want to go, he's talking about milchama. Another word for a word in Hebrew is evin, right? Or letter is evin. A letter is a stone, right? So you're now battle. You're another rock, another rock, another rock, another. Just keep going. And if you understand this, azay bizman she'eno matzliach, then when you're not successful, you're not going to get soft now. You're not going to, oh, I don't have to do it because I don't feel it. You're going to get stronger and stronger according to your power. And you're going to appreciate every small amount. Hashem is the one that took the light away from you, right? So what was he expecting from you to do? To pray with immense dvekut right now? No. He wants you to be loyal. He wants you to show emuna, not belief. Emuna is not belief. It's not faith. It is knowledge in your head that translates to loyalty in your actions, right? That is emuna, ne'emanut. Ne'eman is loyalty in Hebrew, right? So that is what he wants. And what is emuna in the time when you don't have light? That you don't get shook. You come and you say, you pray mincha, you pray shacharit, you say the words, one word at a time, another word in honor of Hashem, another word in honor of Hashem. Lachtof, second part, lachtof, to steal. Just mamash one of the things that break people down is they're not able to have proper kavanah in every single prayer. Even if they go into feeling Hashem, so all of a sudden the thought just flees them. You have to get used to snatching what you can. And be happy with what you can get. There's nearly nobody in the world that can be successful in having complete tefillah in every single, complete kavanah in every tefillah. But you have to do your effort in every single part of the tefillah. Kama sheyachol, as much as you can. Right, whatever you're successful in grabbing and doing properly, that's yours. You manage in that stage to get it, that's yours. This is a klal gadol ba'avoda. This is a great principle in work, in the worship of Hashem. Shitzrich ledat lachzig b'shtei atzadim yachad. You have to know how to hold on to both sides at once. Mitzad echad lihitamet. On one side, you're trying as much as you can. Lechaven lagish, to intent, to have intent, and to feel. On the other side, you have to be happy and you have to appreciate what you did, what you were able to do, and to really be happy in what you have, your portion. Three, gvanim, shades. Famim hasiba shatfila mitbalbelet. Sometimes the reason that the prayer is confused, and you don't have the passion or the desire, and you don't have the settlement of the mind. The concentration. It's because you make your prayer habitual. It's another ritual in your day that you don't really think about. We have to understand a very fundamental thing. There's not only one way in prayer. There's a lot of different shades to tefillah. וכול פעם צריך ללכת ולהתעורר ולהתפלל בדרך המתאימה לנפשו. Every time you come to approach prayer, it has to be in an arousal and an approach and of a prayer that is fitting for your nefesh right now, fitting for your body soul, your lowest level of your soul currently, what you're feeling. כפי שהשם יתברך מוליך אותו בעת הזאת, according to where Hashem is leading you at this moment. Right? Katnut, gadlut, whatever it is. You're feeling light, this, that, everything is illuminating. You better take advantage of that wave and ride the Amidah as much as you can, right? Contemplate and forget the minion. Forget the minion, let them go on their own pace. If you have the light on you, go for yourself. Right? Other way around, if you don't feel it and you're not feeling it, you do what you gotta do. right? But every time there's a different approaches. It's a war. There's different strategies. Therefore, you have to learn the different shades. The holy prayer has a lot of different shades, and there's a different approaches. There's a prayer that you come and you're sitting and you have proper contemplation and you're able to pay attention. And there's prayer that you're standing up and you're in front of the king. There's a prayer that is a storm and it's a passion and it's a fire. And there's a prayer that is in the most silent whisper, right, of immense concentration. There's a prayer that you contemplate every single word and you go longer and longer in feeling. And there's prayer that you say for much more speed. Why? Because you are so lit on fire, but you're also focused. That you can just flow, and you're going, and it's flowing off your tongue. Right? There's all of these different. You have to feel, what do I need right now? Sometimes you go longer in every word, sometimes you go longer in every word and your heart just bah, and it opens up and you start to feel godliness. Sometimes though, going long in your prayer will cause you to be confused. Will cause your mind to start to drift if you go too long. And even more so, prayer when you're praying fast, praying quickly causes the person to not lose their consciousness, right? The rabbis talk about this a lot. That a person in one of the sgulot, one of the ways to pray properly is, you say the whole tefillah in one breath, right? Because there's no way you're going to think about it, and you're so focused on getting out in one breath, that you say the words, bam, and there's all these different things in the thing. But you have to, again, it's according to what you're feeling. That length could add you a lot of godliness and tveikud. That length, that more contemplation, could completely put you in Birkat HaMazon. When, you know, come to bless Jerusalem, all of a sudden you start saying Harachaman and you're standing in Amidah of Minch. Right? Sometimes your heart is open in the feeling of every single word. Then you have to go deeper and deeper. And you have to feel it internally with delicacy. Sometimes you don't have passion. Then you have to pray out loud and the movement and the clapping and everything when you don't feel it, right? And after the actions, the hearts are pulled. Sometimes you take immense pleasure in every single word. And sometimes being a long drawn out prayer is going to make it feel like a burden. Sometimes if you sing a little nigun when you're praying, your heart's going to get open. And sometimes you need a shout. And there's many different examples like this, right? What's the equal point in all of them? It can't be that your approach to prayer is the same way every time. Now for you, it's some cookie cutter prayer, right? It can't be that. That cannot be. You have to feel some kind of path that's going to allow you right now from where you're at to really connect to Hashem. Every single mincha shacharit and arvit, you're a different person. So every single time you have to do a little cheshbon nefesh. Where am I really holding right now? Am I good? Like, I can go, I can take my time with this. What do I need? I pray a little bit more right now. And it could be that in your amidah it changes as well. For the first five brachas you're flying. And then all of a sudden, you don't know where you are in the siddur. Right? And it could be the opposite. It took you a while. And all of a sudden you get to shema koleinu and everything opens up for you. It all has to be according to where you're at. Chazal already said 2,000 years ago, don't make your prayers stuck. Don't make them like that's how they are. Established, this is what they are. They have to be refreshed all the time. Last little portion for today, Kiddusha, sanctity. What is the number one deciding factor if you're going to be successful in having proper kavanah in your prayers? And to cling your soul to Hashem at the time of your tefillah, it's the level of your sanctity. כי על ידי זה הכל עומד. Everything is standing on where you're holding with holiness. כי כפי שאדם שומר את הברית, according to how much a person guards his brit, הוא מצליח להתנתק מהשקל של הקליפות, and you're able to completely detach yourself from the vanity and the lies of the klipot, כך יוכל להיכנס לאמת של השם דווח. So too you will be able to go into the truth of Hashem, ולהרגיש את האור האלוקי, and to feel the godly light, כי הקליפות מסתירות את מציאות השם ידברך ועמיתתו. The klipot, the husks, they conceal and they hide the true reality of Hashem. וכאשר אדם פושט את הקליפות, when a person removes and takes off these klipot, ומסלקם and gets rid of them במסירות נפש, with mamash, a lot of self-sacrifice, a lot of hard work. לפי עניינו, everyone according to what their own klipot that they're working on. אזי, then, מיד זה לעומת זה, יצליח להגיש את השם ידבח. So to the same thing. As strong as your klipa is, and as much of the light of Hashem that is concealing, the second you get rid of it, so too you will be getting exactly the amount or level of revelation of Hashem to you. Right? The person's all day long in klipot. If you leave that klipa, you will be now getting the same amount in revelation. Ve'im adam to'em maro betfilah, and if a person feels maro, you feel like Pesach, the bitter herbs in your mouth when you come to pray, לפעמים זה מוסר ותוכחה משמיים. Sometimes this is מוסר and a rebuke from שמיים, from heaven. שהוא אינו מתנהג בקדושה כראוי לו. You're not acting properly, so they took away all of your light of your prayer. ושהוא צריך לעלות יותר, and you have to ascend now deeper and deeper. וכל שיוסיף בקדושה, the more sanctity you add, the more קדושה you add, כך תתרבה אצלו הדבקות ואור התפילה. So too will the דבקות and the light in your prayer will be increased. כי ההצלחה בכוונה בתפילה תלויה בקשר אמת עם השכינה. Your success in having intention when you pray is dependent on the truth of the connection that you have with the שכינה. וזה העצה העיקרית. This is the main piece of advice. לזכות להרגיש טעם ממתיקות בתפילה in order to really feel pleasure and sweetness in your prayer, right? It's by way of this. It's by way of sanctity. It's by way of kedusha. Last little footnote. Sefer Chassidim כתב שכאשר אדם מרגיש שמחה ואור אחרי תפילתו, when a person, the Sefer Chassidim writes, when a person feels simcha, happiness, joy, and light after their prayer, זה סימן שתפילתו התקבלה. It's a sign that your prayer was accepted. אף שכל תפילה מתקבלת בשורש השורשים, even though all prayers are accepted and are received in the root of roots, אך כאשר מרגיש שמחה ואור אחר התפילה, but when you feel light and happiness after you prayed, זה סימן שהאור הגיע והתגלה כבר בעולם האצילות. It's a sign that you're, not only did your prayer get there and get received, it was revealed up in the world of האצילות already. ועל פי רוב זה סימן שהתקבלה תפילה. This is, most of the times, it's a sign that your prayer was accepted, גם בפועל ממש למטה בעולמנו. Even down here, in practicality down here, the signs will start to change down here. Right? כי דבקות ואור שמורגש בלבבות ישראל, because the דבקות and the light that is felt in the hearts of Israel, הוא עניין גדול. This is a great, great idea. וכאשר זוכים לגילוי אלוקות בשמחה בעת התפילה, and when you merit to feel a revelation of godliness and joy when you come to pray, צריך לקבל מזה חוזק הלב וביטחון שהתקבלה תפילתו. You have to receive from this strengthening of your heart and this immense ביטחון, trust that your prayers were received, והיא קובה להתמלות גם בפועל ממש, and is very close for it to being filled down here in this world, ממש, אמן, בעזרת השם. A lot of fire, crazy, one of the best shirim I think we've had.
That's some Esha Torah, bro.
Esha Torah, Ruach HaTorah, Ruach Hashem. Guys, we're opening in a branch of Esha Torah here in Tzfat. It's going to be called Ruach HaTorah. Whoever wants to join, send money first.
You're doing this, Daniel.
So Instagram, we're gonna give you guys an option to vote here. Do you want Abu Lafia Meditation to do a meditation live?
Of course you're gonna say yes, bro.
Live, or should we record it on audio without any video? And what do you say? What do you guys say? He's right there. He's right there. No, he's glowing. Just came from a wedding. Flying.
Mazel tov,
guys. L'chaim, l'chaim. Thank you, everybody. Bezat Hashem. No answer, so we're getting offline. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for joining. Bezat Hashem. This will be on YouTube. Make sure to share it later.